Join me March 12th for a free event, Menopause Reset, a 3-day challenge to help you kickstart your metabolism so you can lose weight, sleep better, stop the hot flashes, and regain your energy. If you're a midlife woman who has thought about implementing lifestyle changes to help stop the hot flashes, sleep better, and lose those extra pounds, listen up. If you're ready to get your life back, but you're worried about how much time it takes, how you're going to get your family on board, or you just don't know where to start, I have a strategy that is exactly what you need to help you get off the weight loss, sleep deprivation, hot flash having roller coaster. Head over to hellohotflash.com/challenge to get your limited free spot. The Menopause Reset 3-day challenge includes nightly live coaching. We start March 12th, so sign up at hellohotflash.com/challenge. See you March 12th. Hey there, I'm Stephanie Shaw. Welcome to the Hello Hot Flash podcast, where midlife women can learn from guest experts and authors who discuss menopause and all that comes with this new chapter in our lives. Hello Hot Flash, where we learn to control the change and not let the change control us. If you're feeling overwhelmed by perimenopausal symptoms, the weight gain, sleepless nights, hair loss, phantom smells, anxiety, or if you're feeling overwhelmed in general, stay tuned as I walk you through the exact steps you need to take in order to stop the overwhelm. I'm going to try to help you by helping you fix your focus on the things you can control. I thought about something when I was going through this, and I remember a friend reminded me of the Serenity Prayer. So I'm going to give you a little portion of it. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time. Sometimes we can't change every circumstance. Most of the time, we cannot change other people, but all of the time, we get to decide what we are going to do. And when we don't make a decision about our careers, our relationships, our health, our finances, we find ourselves overwhelmed. You have to own that you're feeling overwhelmed and, you know, start the process of clearing that mental clutter. And I know it's hard to do. Many of you guys are moms, aunts, grandmas, caregivers, employees, wives, employers. And some of you, if you're like me, you're all of those. And the overwhelm can be real. Not only overwhelm, but like the guilt of not being able to balance it all. As women, we make the wrong assumption that we should be superwoman. Now, don't get me wrong. We do have superpowers. Who else can give birth to another human being? But you know what? Even Superwoman had to take her cape off at times. Let's honor how we may be feeling, and that may be stuck, trapped, guilty, or just unsure of what action to take next. When you don't understand how to deal with overwhelm, everything can feel complex and all-consuming and overwhelming. So how can I work out when I need to cook dinner? Or how can I implement self-care when I have a big project due at work? When can I make time to eat right when I have to take my parents to the doctor and help my kids with my grandkids? It's so overwhelming, and it's a manifestation of being stressed or allowing the stress to control you. The impact of overwhelm leads to exhaustion, confusion, and forgetfulness. It causes procrastination. Procrastination like we actually discussed in episode 117. So again, it causes procrastination, lack of focus, and it makes it hard to make decisions and set priorities. But there is hope. I'm going to walk you through some steps to overcoming overwhelm. All right, you ready? If you're driving, take some mental notes. If you are at your home, you can grab a pen and paper. Go do that. Pause. Okay, that was me pretending to pause. But if you're driving your car, just like listen to this process and know that once we get back to like minute 320-ish, then you can start these steps over, all right? So the first thing that we're going to do to overcome overwhelm is to accept that you are feeling overwhelmed. This is the new Stephanie saying this. I wore being overwhelmed as a badge of honor. I tried to do everything and be everything for everyone. And it led me to being sick for almost 2 years straight. After my mother-in-law passed, my mom told me that she said, I would help Stephanie, but she always says she's okay. So I stand back. I wasn't okay, and I bet some of you aren't feeling okay either, except that you're overwhelmed and ask for help. Overwhelm does not equal weakness. Take a few minutes and think about what makes you feel overwhelmed. I think at the time my kids were growing up, it was the piano on Monday, soccer on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, basketball on, you know, Friday, Sunday. Well, not Sunday. I didn't let them do anything on Sunday. But throughout the week, there were just competing priorities, trying to fix dinner, making sure the laundry was done, spending time with my husband, going to work. It was just all consuming. So I totally get where you are. And if you're like me now past that, it's still stuff. We're still now helping with our grandkids or helping with our parents or still trying to spend time with our spouse and spend time with loved ones. And it's just overwhelming. And it can get that way unless you start to set some boundaries and set some priorities. So again, that's what we're going to talk about. I remember when my kids were growing up, I did not miss an event like practice, game. I was a team photographer for my son's soccer team. So I traveled with them. Just I had to be everywhere all the time. And I'm not 1,000,000% saying that you should just start missing stuff. That's not the point. I just want to point out that maybe missing the first part of practice so you can take a walk in the park may help you put on your own oxygen mask first so that you can help them. Or, you know, while they're at piano practice, walk around the piano teacher's neighborhood or read a book that you enjoy instead of doing bills or working on the family schedule. Like, I'm saying all this stuff, not because I'm making it up, but because it was all the stuff that I did. And so when I got to that perimenopausal phase, I was not prepared for it because my body was so stressed out and so overwhelmed. So if you're pre-perimenopause, if you are perimenopausal, even if you're postmenopausal and you're allowing the stress and overwhelm to get to you, again, I know that these steps are going to help you. All right. So what else can you do? Stop the thoughts that are keeping you overwhelmed. If you're in the middle of something, you know, mine is baby crying, house burning down, all that other stuff, refocus your thoughts and take a walk, do some deep breathing. Actually, let's do an exercise together right now. It's called the 4-7-8 method, and you can practice this like one time, multiple times. You can practice it while you're using the bathroom. You can practice it when no one else knows you're in a room full of people. But it kind of helps. It does. It helps calm your breathing down. It helps calm you down so that you can move forward, and it does help with the overwhelm. So again, it's called the 4-7-8 method. So what we're going to do is breathe in for 4, hold it for 7 seconds, and then breathe out for 8 seconds. So we're going to breathe in for 4, hold it for 7, and then out for 8. So let's do that together. Let's breathe in for 4 seconds, and then hold it for 7 seconds. And then breathe out for 8 seconds. Okay, that was harder for me than you because I'm like, it's a podcast and there's dead air. They're going to think I'm gone. But so, you know, just letting you into my quirkiness. But so that truly, truly helps this 4-in-7-hold-8-out method. It has helped me in so many different situations. And as I said before, sometimes I'll do it in quietness all alone, or I can be in a crowd and I'm like, all right, someone's about to set me off. And or I'm just feeling overwhelmed by the moment. Let me stop and breathe. So 4-7-8. All right. Do whatever works for you. Whatever will calm your mind. When you step away, you can begin to think clearly and identify the cause of the overwhelmed. The next thing I don't think that we do enough of is give the overwhelm a name. This is super important as well. Don't just say, I'm overwhelmed. That is overwhelming. Name it, and then you can deal with the root cause. If you listen to me in solo episodes, or if you listen to me when I'm coaching people, or when I'm talking on Facebook Lives and so forth, I always talk about the root cause. So We may think this and that is happening, but there's always something underneath going on. So I want you to start getting to the root cause of your overwhelm, and that's going to help you. So what are you going to do? You're going to put a name on it. All right. Don't just say, I'm overwhelmed. Say, my 2-hour commute is overwhelming. Thinking about meal prepping without a plan is overwhelming. Or even thinking about cooking is overwhelming to some folks. I love to cook, but I get it. Knowing what supplements to take or what exercise I should be doing is overwhelming. Give it a name. And once you know what you're dealing with, that's when you can deal with it. The commute is overwhelming. All right, cool. I need to talk to my boss. I need to kick butt on this next project so he or she sees me. So when I go in to say I need to work from home 3 days a week, they're not like, well, you never come in anyway. Do you know what I mean? You can, once you name it, then you can create a strategy to help you overcome it. I don't know how to lose the 25 pounds I recently put on. All right. Think about it, name it. So the overwhelm isn't the weight. You specifically know that you gained 25 or whatever number of pounds, and you want a way to overcome the overwhelm that you're feeling because of the weight. All right, what's your strategy? Get an accountability partner, get a coach, set a plan, start listening to some of the podcast episodes so that you can understand some strategies that actually work. Sign up for Mastering Menopause so that you can get a strategy that really, really works for you. So again, once you name it and not just say that you're overwhelmed, then you can do something about it. All right? Focus on the present moment. So let's say you're writing in your journal. Close the door and set your focus on that one thing. When you're trying to, we make the assumption that we can multitask. We cannot. Our brain honestly just, as women, you know, we can, you know, change the baby diaper and talk to our husband and do whatever at the same time. We're good at that. Sorry, men. You know, we are. But in all honesty, we aren't really multitasking. You're doing one thing at a time. You're just splitting your time up, and that can cause overwhelm. So focusing on the present moment is super important. Did I say super important like 3 times already? But you know, now you're going to be listening for it. I shouldn't have even said anything. Okay, but it is super important. Focus on the present moment. So again, you're writing in your journal. Close the door. Set your focus on that one thing. Personally, I will leave my phone on the charger in my bedroom for the entire day. Like, I'll give that pre-text, like, there's like our little bubble, you know, my kids, my parents, my husband. Like, hey, I'm out for the day, or am I out for the next 2 hours? If there's an emergency, you guys know how to reach me, because everyone has a car, somebody could come to my house kind of thing. But I will on purpose set my phone to the side, because the constant messages and phone calls overwhelm me and they distract me from reaching my goals. And how do I know it's the phone and not the work or not the journaling or not, you know, whatever I'm doing? Because I did the work to name it. I'm like, man, every time I sit down, journaling just feels yucky, or I'm at work and it just doesn't feel right. I feel so overwhelmed by certain tasks that I'm doing. And then I started thinking, man, every time I'm doing that task, I get interrupted because people think, oh, she's just writing, she's just journaling. It's not during quote unquote work time or what have you. So they would call. Once I named it, I was able to do something about it, right? If I'm writing, it's my form of self-care and it's a stress reliever for me. So I get rid of all of the distractions so I can focus on what is going on to help me stay in control of my hot flashes, to help me keep sleeping well at night, and to help me control the anxiety. The next thing is do something to help with the overwhelm. Hire someone to meal prep for you. Now, I know that's not in everyone's budget, but what if you like gardening and your friend likes cooking? You grow the food and she cooks for both of you. There's always maybe you don't like the meal prep, but you don't mind cleaning up. Maybe you swap that way, or you love to watch other people's kids. That's like your wheelhouse. You know, you get your joy out of doing that. Maybe you're swapping babysitting hours with someone meal prepping for you. Like, if you can't afford to, or you don't want to even use your dollars in order to have someone meal prep for you, find a way to swap. Help yourself get rid of this overwhelmed in some very innovative types of ways, all right? If you think of other ideas, because that's the only one I could come up with right now, is the meal prep and the gardening. I'm like, but I kind of like to do both of those. So that wouldn't be a swap for me. But those are the two that I thought may be a struggle for some folks. So if you think of some more ideas, DM me. I'm at Hello Hot Flash Podcast on Instagram, YouTube. You can watch some of the videos and make comments within the videos and so forth. So reach out to me. I'd love to hear from you because I'm always looking for these swap ideas so I can share them with my clients. All right. The next one is stop saying yes. Think to yourself, how many of you have this problem? I have to say yes. Like, you know, let's fill in your name. We're going to talk to Sally today. Sally, can you work late tonight? I told my friend I would take, told my wife I'd take her out to eat. Just say no. Like, be polite, but say no. And I understand everyone doesn't always have that type of flexibility, but you get what I'm saying. Sometimes people ask you to do stuff and they're, I mean, the whole sentence said, I want to take my wife out to dinner. Well, they are implementing self-care into their life and their relationship. You need to do the same thing. So sometimes you just have to say no in the situation. Maybe it's like, Gina, can you chair this committee? If it doesn't serve your overall mental and physical health, politely decline. There is nothing wrong with that. I was on every single board in my area. So a hospital board, the symphony, the adoption agency, Red Cross, chaired Rotary events. I was just everywhere all the time and it became somewhat overwhelming. Now, mind you, part of it was job related because that was my role, but still I said yes to not just the meeting or the one thing. I had to chair the event and I had to, or co-chair the event, and then I had to organize. I was always saying yes to everything and it became overwhelming and it was not helping me mentally or physically. It was not making me the mom I wanted to be, the wife I wanted to be, the person that I wanted to be. So another way of me helping with my overwhelm was for me to start saying no to some things. Learn to set boundaries. It is like the way to stop overwhelm. Another one people may not think about is getting organized. Like, I'm so, you know, overwhelmed because the house is this way or just whatever. I'm going to give you, I'm just making up these minutes and these times, but I'm going to point out a couple things that you might be able to do and you may not think of it that way. So you may feel overwhelmed by the fact that you have to exercise. So that's probably because you think if I exercise, I have to drive to the gym, then I have to stay there for an hour, then I have to drive home, then I have to cook, then I have to put the kids to bed, or then I have to help with the grandkids, blah, blah, blah. That sentence was overwhelming. But don't think of it that way. You don't need a gym membership. You don't need to go to a class. Block 10 minutes in the morning to walk, run, jog, or stretch. And what I would actually say is block 14 minutes, 2 minutes to get up because, you know, sleep in your sweats, put your shoes right by the bed, 2 minutes to get up, get out the house, walk, run, jog, or stretch for 10 minutes, and then 2 minutes to get back in the house, get in the shower, and start your day. So just that 10-minute block, I'm telling you, if you do that for 1 week straight, you are going to want to add another 5 minutes. And then if you do it for 30 days, going to the gym for an hour or exercising for an hour or 45 minutes will just be the thing you do because you'll start to see that you're sleeping better, you're feeling better, you're moving better, and so forth. So get organized in your day so that you can find that 14 minutes in order to walk, run, jog, or stretch, or whatever movement supports you getting better and or supports your health goals. All right. Another way of getting organized is to block 2 hours on a Sunday and a Wednesday to meal prep. This is a game changer. I know that, again, it can feel overwhelming. This, my friend, is a game changer. So I will walk in from church on Sundays, take off my coat, wash my hands, and start cooking. Like, don't sit down, don't use the bathroom, nothing. Because, like, one wrong move into one wrong room could cause it all to be a wash. But so that's just me. So that's how I operate. But those 2 hours get me 2 to 3 days of freedom. So I don't have to think about what I'm going to eat or cook on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday for sure. And then on Wednesday, I'll usually meal prep again by either turning what's left over into a salad or a quote unquote Buddha bowl, or I'll cook again. And then that gets me Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So on Saturday, you know, you kind of eat whatever you want to eat, what's in the fridge, or you may go out to eat or what have you. But blocking 2 hours on Sunday and Wednesday and setting that time is going to give you freedom throughout the week, and that's going to help you with overwhelm. Block 15 minutes per week to emotionally reset, whatever that means for you. Walk, meditate, run, scream. Screaming is a really good way to get overwhelmed. You know, just make sure your environment is all right and no one calls the cops on you. Block 5 minutes at the end of the day where you can write down your 3 wins for the day, 3 things you're grateful for, or if you can't think of anything, like think, what am I going to write down that I'm grateful for? I'm overwhelmed. Food, clothing, shelter. It just every day, food, clothing, shelter. And after you get that rhythm of just doing it, you'll start to think, oh, wait, I'm grateful that I had a car to drive, or I have a home to live in, or that my, you know, kids did well in school, or my grandkids are healthy. You'll start to think of other things. It's the practice of taking that 5 minutes to be grateful that is going to help you with that overwhelmed feeling that you may have. Block 5 minutes to set up your goal for the next day as well. So what I'm asking you to do, or what I'm letting you know is, what's this? 5, 10, 15 is 25, 35 minutes out of the day. And not all together, but in just tiny little spurts, it's going to help you with the overwhelm. This next one is huge on my list. Clean your surroundings. So the energy of your surroundings can cause overwhelm. Have you ever watched like Hoarders or something? Like, I can watch that show, and I'll be honest, I watch the show because then I'm like, oh, my house isn't messy. But it also like causes me to feel anxious and overwhelmed. Your surroundings can overwhelm you. I remember when my kids were little, it felt overwhelming when there were mounds of clothes always staring me in the face. So I understand what that looks like. So when you get your surroundings clean, that can help you with the overwhelm as well. Meal prepping took on a new life when I set my kitchen in the way that I actually use it for meal prepping. You know, teas in a certain place, breakfast foods in a certain place. It just helps the morning go by faster. It helps with meal prepping and so forth. It's easier to get to the gym in the evening when I've designated one drawer for like Pilates or for any of the like stretching classes I go to, because in the past all my sweats were together with my like cute workout clothes, and then I would like go through them and I'm like, oh, I can't find the cute blue shirt that I want, so I just won't go, it's probably in the laundry, next I'll go tomorrow kind of thing. Yes, that's me. I'm not like that anymore, but that was me before, you know, spending 2 years really sick struggling with perimenopause. So what I do now is I have my little cute sweat clothes drawer and I put them together, you know, the shirt with the bottom. So I'm boom, grabbing it and I'm out the door versus looking and searching for it, which gives me the 45 seconds I need in order to talk myself out of getting out the door and working out. All right. Outer order equals inner calm. Outer order equals inner calm. All right. Okay. So here's a broad stroke of ideas. Some we've mentioned, or like a recap, I should say, of the things that we mentioned. Breathe. Remember 4-7-8 method. Name the overwhelm. If you don't, you'll just feel more overwhelmed. Get organized. Organizing your day, setting aside a few minutes to work out, a few minutes to eat right, an hour or two to meal prep for the week. Think before saying yes. No is your best friend. And you're not saying, when you tell someone no, you're not disrespecting them or dishonoring them. You're letting them know that at this moment in time, I am just unable to do that. You can add a sentence, I love you and respect you, but I know I cannot. Or you can just say no. It's up to you. But saying no to people is often a way to say yes to yourself. And as women, I don't think we say yes to ourselves enough, all right? So think before saying yes and then focus on what you can control. I understand that people in your life aren't always people that you can control. You can't always control every single thing in your surroundings, but you can control the way that you react to them. and the way you react to things in your surroundings often will cause overwhelm. What I want to do, I want to offer you something free. I want you to check out my free 28-day challenge. If you're struggling with any of the 100, yeah, there's 100, perimenopausal symptoms, or you're trying to get the overwhelm under control, head over to hellohotflash.com and click on free resources. This 28-day challenge helps you track what you're doing each day so you can get a better picture of what is going on and then make adjustments if you like. And then every couple of days, I send you some tips on adjustments that you can make. And you can also just, because you'll have my email address at that time, you can also email me back. And then I personally respond to all of your emails. So I'll respond to you if, you know, I'm doing this challenge and this isn't working, or I'm doing this and this isn't working. Email me. I'd love to talk with you. All right. So I am going to sign off for now and tell you, here's to your health. Make it an amazing, amazing day. Oh, you know what? Before I sign off, I just thought about something. Did I tell you where to go get the free resource? Huh, Stephanie Shaw. Head over to, and I may have already, I'm telling you, I think I just had a brain fog moment. I need to go get me some protein and some good old fats, some omega-3. All right. I'm human. That's why I'm going to leave this part of the podcast in, because I could edit it out. All right. So if you want to check out the 28-day challenge, head over to hellohotflash.com and click on free resources. All right. Here's to your health. Hey there. Are you tired of waking up at 3 a.m. with your sheets soaking wet? Or maybe you don't know why you can't get rid of that extra bulge around your waist. Perhaps you're like I was, anxious all the time. If you see yourself in this or any of the other 100 perimenopausal symptoms that we have to navigate in midlife, and you want to sleep better, manage your weight, and get rid of the hot flashes and night sweats, well, head over to hellohotflash.com/scorecard and take the free 28-day hot flash free challenge. Reclaim the vibrancy you had in your youth. That's hellohotflash.com/scorecard.